Please be seated. Section of Philadelphia, by the way. I have an announcement to make that Francis P. Matthews will be ambassador to Ireland and Dan Kimball will be secretary of the Navy. And I have a very important statement that I'd like for you to listen to very carefully. It'll be available in mimeograph form as soon as the conference is over. I'm very much worried by the course of events in the Congress on the extension of the Defense Production Act. The way things are going, there's a real possibility that the Congress won't get any bill passed in time to keep the whole act from expiring day after tomorrow. That would take off all the controls on prices and wages, and our production controls and credit controls and rent controls as well. Everything would go. This is a terribly dangerous possibility. I remember vividly what happened to prices when we had a gap in our control powers back in the summer of 1946. Food prices alone rose 14% in 1 month. But there's another possibility just as dangerous, that the Congress will act before the deadline Saturday by passing a bill so crippled and confused with special interest amendments that it would be worse than useless in the fight against inflation. If either of these things should happen, the consumers in this country will take a beating, and our whole defense effort, or the whole stake in the free world's security, will be placed in serious jeopardy. I hope, I earnestly hope that neither of these things will come to pass. I hope the Congress will either send me a good law by Saturday, or at least extend the present law past the June 30th deadline until they can get a good new law in shape. One way or the other, it is absolutely vital that we have no break in our anti-inflation program. We must keep our program going. We simply have to do it. We must get the right kind of authority from Congress to do the job. I hope we're going to get it. We'll have that available as soon as the conference is over. Now, if you want to ask me any questions, I'll try to answer.
Mr. President, do you consider the bill in its present shape in the Senate a good bill?
No. Period. Well, now you'll have to draw your own conclusions. I make no comments on senators and members of the House.
Mr. President, can you shed any light for us on the status of the suggestion about Soviet Russia that we have a conflict reach a huge stage?
I think you find that the statement made by the State Department this morning covers that question, Bob. It was submitted to me and I approved it. Yes. Yes, the answer is yes. Oh, he wanted to know if I thought that the stand taken in the McCarthy controversy by the administration was the right one, and I said yes. I thought so when I took it, and I think so now. I said yes to that, too. I don't see any difference in the meaning. I have the matter under consideration. I appreciate very much the Iranian premier writing me as he did. The matter is under consideration. I can make no comment on as to action at this time. I hope the matter will be settled. It's a serious situation, and there is plenty of opportunity for its settlement.
Do you think that the clarifications which have occurred, received from Eagle yesterday, are efficiently, we can now go ahead and then explore the rest of the law.
I hope so.
Mr. President, this is my reading of the budget. You are asked to meet, or you have been asked to meet, the United States Committee meeting.
We have not been asked to mediate, and I can't make an answer to something that hasn't been done. That's a hypothetical question.
Mr. President, when does the change in the Navy Department take place?
As soon as it can be worked out. I imagine it'll be 30 days or so before it, maybe longer. It won't take effect today.
Mr. President, how would that estimate the time of office of the Congress?
I can't answer the question. The Congress is doing the investigating, not I.
Mr. President, on that, you asked the executive department to make available to the Congress.
That's right. All the information that they have.
Have you had any report on that?
I have not.
Mr. President, is the office checked under consideration for an ambassador?
Not that I know of.
There has been a report from the New York State Press that
Well, Paul Fitzpatrick is a fine gentleman, but he never talked to me about being ambassador anywhere. Well, no, if I had Paul Fitzpatrick under consideration for an ambassadorship.
Mr. President, do you plan to do anything about the United Airlines?
The matter is being worked on every day, Smitty. I can make no comment on the condition of things now. I sincerely hope it'll be settled.
Mr. President, what is the next step to be taken in furthering possible conclusions?
Well, no, I can't make a public answer to a question like that, Bob. We're working on it all the time. You can't transact business of that kind in public.
Well, can you say, sir, whether this government is making any further approach towards that?
This government has been trying to get the matter settled ever since it started on June 25th last, and it's still trying to get it settled.
President,
I mean June 25th, 1950. Go ahead.
The American Bar Association and the New York City Bar Association have opposed the confirmation of the treaty.
That's not unusual. I've had plenty of good judges opposed by the bar associations. It doesn't mean a thing in my young life.
You don't plan to withdraw it?
Not at all. I'm always glad to have the Bar Association endorsement if they want to give it. But I never appoint a man because he's been endorsed by the Bar Association.
Do you not feel that
the I think the State Department release this morning covers that. I have no further comment to make on it.
If there should be a truce in Korea, and if then, as many expect, there should be suggestions that we slow down in our arms expansion program here and abroad, well, what would be your reaction?
That would be one of the most disastrous things that could happen to the country. What do you want to ask me, Eddie, or Smitty?
Well, I'd like to say.
All right. There should be no slowdown. Well, I've made one trip down there. I don't know whether I'll be invited to come again or not. I'm always open for invitations.
Mr. President, aside from the State Department statement, do you feel, or can you tell us how you feel about prospects for peace in Korea as a result of developments in the past week?
Well, I haven't yet made up my mind on it yet, Smitty, because the thing hasn't been worked to a conclusion. I hope it'll work out. Everybody wants peace, and so do I.
Mr. President, the Governor Peterson invited you to the Illinois State Fair.
That's right. I can't tell you. gave him the same answer. I didn't. Too far in advance for me to tell whether I can go or not. Of course, I'd like to go. I'd like to go to the Missouri State Fair and the Texas State Fair and two or three others, but I can't go to all of them.
Mr. President, in connection again with the Malik speech the other day. There have already been suggestions up on the Hill that any settlement near the 38th parallel would amount to a peace. Care to comment on that?
No, I can't comment on that this time. I said there is plenty of opportunity for settlement. I didn't say there will be. I said that. Well, the company and the government of Iran should get together, and the government of Great Britain, and make an equitable settlement. Well, it'd be kind of the company and the two governments, and I hope they'll do that. But I can't get into the thing. It's not in my territory. It's not in my sector.
Now, Mr. President, that doesn't mean that you would not use every effort possible to bring about it.
Oh, of course, we've been doing that right along. We've been using every effort possible to bring about a settlement, and we'll continue to do just that. Well, I'm speaking of Iran. It'll apply to either one. You're not hot, are you, Tony?
Thank you, Mr.
It's all right, Smith.